9:18 on the ticket, Thursday morning with Musers. Time now for Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A1 Locksmith Security and Safes.
A reminder and programming note to P1s, I will not be on the hard line today at 5 p.m. for the rant revival. It is being delayed by a day. We're going to do it tomorrow, I think, at 5 p.m.
Okay.
So no rant revival today on the hard line, and no Twitch P1 hangout tonight at 7:35 p.m., which is our normal time. That's getting put off to tomorrow night as well, and it'll be your Mavs pregame party, P1 hangout.
Really?
It's 7:35 on Twitch, so hang out with us there, twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith. This morning, bad weather came through the Metroplex. Pretty rough ride into work this morning for this reporter. I almost rear-ended
a gentleman
who had stopped right in the middle of the highway because he apparently hydroplaned and hit the wall and lost a wheel.
Oh.
That's the most helpless feeling when you start hydroplaning.
Yes. And I hope I wasn't able to see inside the vehicle to see if he was waiting inside there, but I wonder what's safer, waiting inside of a vehicle that's
getting out and
sitting in the highway or getting out and standing on the shoulder of the highway.
Man.
Danger! I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know what the call is there. They both sound bad. My inclination would be to get out and be on the side of the highway.
Yes, I think so. You can at least have a chance at jumping out of the way of something.
Right.
You jump out when there's no traffic coming your way.
Yeah.
You got a little bit of a breather.
Well, I didn't see anyone with emergency flashers on other than that disabled car who was using them properly. And we've oftentimes warned P1s that just because it's raining, if you're driving, don't put your flashers on. It's a very controversial thing. Because some people say, no, it's actually good to put your flashers on.
I don't think it's that big a deal. I think it's a net zero.
P1 Chris shares this. Heard you mention emergency flashers and how no one was using them in this morning's weather. We just got back from a wedding in Mexico on Monday. It was about a 2-hour drive back to Mexico City for our flight from the place that they were at. So we booked a driver to take us back to the airport. Every time he would hit traffic on the highway into Mexico City, he'd immediately flip on his emergency flashers. I noticed multiple vehicles doing this. Granted, basically everyone in Mexico drives like Rashee Rice.
Oh my
gosh. So perhaps that had something to do with it, he says. He says, thank you for what you do to your bodies, and no thank you to what Montezuma's Revenge
is doing to mine.
Oh, no, another one.
Yeah.
Does anyone go to Mexico and not get that?
I didn't get it.
Sure, lots of people do.
Twice, and I didn't get
my
it.
My one trip, I didn't get it. So I guess
well,
me too.
Then you answered your own question.
Yeah, but boy, it seems like it's a high, well, I can't say, I guess I can't say even a high percentage because you don't know.
So this is something that goes on in Mexico where you're just in traffic and you put on your flashers.
That's weird.
What good does that do you? They think that you're an official vehicle and you need to get through, or?
I don't know. Never heard of that before.
The hazards do have
magical properties.
Yes. Yeah. Like if you want to just leave your vehicle outside a building, just put your hazards on or.
I know. It's a weird force field.
It's kind of like
throw your hazards
cone
on, and then you can pass everyone on the shoulder on the right.
Yeah.
It's somehow a fair catch.
Yeah.
Do you really believe people that have their hazards on? How many of those people are lying that there's not an actual emergency going on as they're passing everyone on the shoulder?
Half of them.
Yeah. And when you're trying to get into like a...
Usually
like
my hazard
venue
is I left my house late, so yeah, that's why I'm doing that.
And for whatever reason, like, do police respect it in a parking lot? If they see something in the loading zone with hazards on, they go, all right, he's good.
Yeah,
he's got his hazards on.
I mean, there is a hazard, so. Somehow we got on Stagecoach Talk this morning because Johnny Manziel is dating Jose Canseco's daughter at Stagecoach Festivals. And
at least one.
We wondered how a modern car would drive, which has great suspension compared to the old stagecoaches from the 1800s, but you put stagecoach wheels on them. And I thought we were just talking fantastical hypotheticals. This is just the musers being creative, right? I mean, it's just, no one actually does. Well, yes, people do this. Chris sent us a video of a dude who put wagon wheels on a Tesla. And he's flying down country roads and driving all over the place in this Tesla with stagecoach wheels on it.
It's the craziest looking thing.
It's incredibly crazy. Hank sends an email of a video where some dude puts wagon wheels on a Hellcat. And he's flying around doing donuts with stagecoach wagon wheels on it.
That's insane.
Another video he sent shows a truck with 20-foot tall wooden wheels. An incredibly lifted truck with 20-foot
monster truck.
I don't understand how you can even get that. I haven't watched that video yet, but oh, maybe he meant 20 inch.
Oh,
he's okay. Got foot, yeah. Here. It's 21 okay. Apostrophe. So maybe this is a Spinal Tap Stonehenge situation happening.
Here comes wagon wheel.
Hank says, don't go down the whistling diesel YouTube wormhole. That's a whole. Okay. YouTube channel of a dude who puts stagecoach wheels on vehicles.
You know, you asked earlier if you could still buy a stagecoach. I found a place in South Dakota. This is their menu.
They make brand new stagecoaches?
Yes. These are custom
sure
build.
Yeah, look at all those.
Lord have mercy.
You can order those custom build, and they've got a couple that are already built. That one's $44,000.
Holy mackerel.
The cheapest is that Mr. Haney looking one. It's
$9,000. Are those new or are they restored stagecoaches?
Well, the custom builds, obviously, you can get them brand new. Some of these may be restored, but I think these are all new builds that they either have for sale or you can customize.
Well, like I said,
I had no idea.
Fountain pens, I still make those. Robust industry. I guess there's a robust stagecoach industry of people who are into it.
Okay, that's a good hypothetical. Would you take a stagecoach to work and everywhere you went for 5 years?
Okay.
For $5 million?
Leaning towards no.
You make $1 million a year, but you have to take a stagecoach. Okay,
everywhere.
How much of the maintenance do you have to do? Like, do you have to feed the horses and
all
take care of the horse?
All of it. It's your car.
No.
You got to learn how to take care of horses, and you got to build a barn.
I got a 40 mile trek
each day.
Each day,
and that thing's going what?
I'm gonna have to
four miles an hour.
I'm on the side of the road in the stagecoach. I can't take it on the highway.
You have to figure all that out.
No.
It's $1 million a year.
I don't care. Make it 10.
I'm thinking that half of that's eaten up by stagecoach costs.
The looks you're going to get.
An accident that you
call. Yeah, he rides a stagecoach to work every day.
A what?
A stagecoach.
Do they even have those anymore?
Yeah, they still make them in South Dakota.
Why is he driving it on I-35?
Well, he's getting paid for it, I think.
Wait, someone gets paid to take a stagecoach? I don't understand.
Yeah, someone said it was like $1 million a year.
There's no way that some guy's getting paid $1 million a year to take a stagecoach. Take a South Dakota stagecoach.
By the way, the Stagecoach Festival is not in Arizona. It's in California.
Stop talking like a prospector.
I drive a stagecoach.
Well, that is true. He does. P1 David says, talking about stagecoaches, my great-grandparents left Lawton, Oklahoma in 1910 for Eagle Pass, Texas in a stagecoach. That's after they had cars and everything, but they took a stagecoach. It supposedly took them a couple months to get there. Legend has it the only paved roads they came across were in Fort Worth, and they were just as bad to ride on as the trails. They used trees as markers for navigation, and small towns helped guide them. They camped out most of the time and stayed in a hotel maybe once or twice because they were poor.
They didn't have stagecoach GPS.
You mean like it's a stagecoach, but they have a smart dash in it? They got that stagecoach because it had a bigger touchscreen.
Recalculating.
Turn left at the big tree.
Where it says time to destination, it just says down the road a piece. She says, or he says, hearing my great-grandmother talk about how horrible the trip was actually very fascinating. My great-grandmother lived to be 102 and never learned to drive a car.
Wow.
She could drive a tractor, but never drove a car.
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah. Side note, she was also the wife of a Southern Baptist preacher and never wore pants a day in her life.
Well, gosh, that's kind of revealing, isn't it?
She wore long dresses, George.
Oh, okay.
He didn't. Neither she was bottomless she didn't every day of her life.
Donald Duck it every day.
That would be a weird choice for a Southern Baptist wife to be just bottomless all the time.
I had my grandmother made it to about 90, never drove a car. And my aunt, Jerry, my godmother, made it to 94, never drove a car.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Always had someone else drive them?
Yep.
My grandmother
they have a hypothetical. They were in a stagecoach and someone had to drive them.
Yeah,
in his hypothetical, does he have to commandeer the stagecoach? Like, is he piloting it? What do you do to a stagecoach?
Yeah, drive.
I can't just ride in it?
I mean,
the whole point of a stagecoach is that you can get in it.
Yeah, but I think you need to drive it. You have to be the driver. Otherwise, it's like a limo.
Running late.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah. Whoa, I said whoa.
Now, Samity Sam all of a sudden.
If you want to take your family places, of course, they can ride in the stagecoach, but you're up top driving.
Gosh, and they always had that real wheels off parking brake. It wouldn't hold on a hill.
Can you imagine a morning like this where it's pouring rain and you're up top?
Wearing your A. Blinken hat.
Just soaked with your 5-hour stagecoach ride in from your house.
Oh, geez.
Stuck in the mud by loop 12.
Would you park it in the garage where we park? Or do you park it? Do you tie the horses up out front?
Well, I guess the horses wouldn't like going down that ramp.
No.
They'd rear up. You couldn't get them to go.
Oh, this needs to happen.
Oh, my goodness.
Time up to the peace sign statue over there on the corner.
Yeah,
just one.
Madonna statue.
One day, if we get it arranged, because there's some P1 who has a stagecoach.
Yes.
I feel very confident in saying
How's that going to work?
You have to figure it out.
The horses are going to get spooked and we're going to go into oncoming traffic on 35?
Well, you can't take 35. You're going to have to find back roads at least cut across people's land.
There's a highway somewhere, though, that's close by and we're going to have to be right.
It's going to be like the problems the old settlers faced. Your biggest problem will be getting across the Trinity. Because you can't take a highway.
I'm going to have to get an old ferry to take me across.
Whoa, jeez.
You're going to have to, you'll get to the Trinity each morning and you'll have to disassemble the stagecoach and take it across on a raft and then build it again on the other side.
Take the wheels off of it.
Ocean.
Okay, the end.
The end.
That was fun.
That was fun. Well, tomorrow's Friday. Maybe I'll have a review of Neil Young and Crazy Horse. Last night's show in Austin was postponed, and we're supposed to have rain throughout the day. It's at Dos Equis outside, so we'll see about tonight and Mr. Young.
Uh-oh.
But tomorrow's Friday, we'll have Scatter Shooting with Junior, 7:35, followed by the E-Break at 7:55. Up next, it is The Invasion. Soda Weight Loss and Crest Luxury Cars of Frisco bring us our crosstalk with Donovan and Matt. We got on a ridiculous conversation today of would you for $1 million?
Yes.
Okay. take a stagecoach to work every day. From for you, Matt, from Carrollton.
For how long? For life?
For a year.
Oh, yeah, yes. For $1 million, hands down.
You have to drive it. You're not being limoed. You're driving the stagecoach.
You've got to learn how to...
Like down the interstate?
Yeah, well, however you can get here.
If you want to chance that, or... I think you're going to end up in the grass at the side of the interstate, but...
I would do it.
There's no way you're going to...
At some point,
you're going to hit Central on a stagecoach.
No, assuming that you don't get arrested from it, then yes.
Why would you get arrested?
I don't know. If you have a stagecoach on 35, did they arrest
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I think they would.
Yeah, you'd have to go side streets.
Harry Hines, you could take Harry Hines all the way down. About the point where Jerry had his accident, take a right, and then hope that no one plows in. That's the other thing. At some point, someone is either going to take a pop at you or sideswipe you.
How long is it going to take for a stagecoach to get from my house to... And where are you parking? Can I just use my parking card to get into the garage and just...
No, we said you tie it up to the Madonna statue. Tie the horses to the statue.
I think you're looking... You could do it. What is that? Maybe 10 miles an hour?
I don't know. It seems like in those westerns, they haul butt.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
In a stagecoach?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you can't
get
up to 60.
Those horses up to 25,
maybe? Can get here in a couple hours. Maybe even quicker.
Some P1 said it should be the Picks with Friends bet payoff. You got the loser has to, for a week, take a stagecoach everywhere he goes.
Even just riding a horse would be insane. But what if could you maybe plan ahead? If you knew this was going to happen, you could move into an apartment down here.
And
you stagecoach across the street, you'd be all right.
No, that's cheating. Yeah. You have to do it from your house. I wouldn't do it. That's a year
for $1 million tax free.
And so for that is 4 hours here, 4 hours home. 8 hours a day in a stupid stagecoach.
That'd be a lot.
Matt, you say you'd do it, but you would hate yourself a weekend.
And then now you have a year.
Right? But you just, hey, man, a year goes by quick, and then you got $1 million.
You don't want to drive here in your car.
And as Jerry said, the big thing is you got to worry about, like, crossing a river. The Trinity all of a sudden comes into play.
Because you can't take highways.
I'm out.
I think I could straight shot down here, because Harry Hines turns into, what is that?
Yeah, that's right down here. You could go down to Harry Hines.
Yeah, and then eventually when you get up to 635, it turns into something else that goes pretty much straight into Carrollton.
It's time to go to Plano and Ticket Stock.
Giddy up!
All right, yes. There are sometimes it would suck, but...
Oh, man, I need to go visit my brother in Austin. Oh, we'll be down there in about 3 weeks.
They said to work.
Everywhere you go, you have to hit the stagecoach.
Yeah, if it's a week, it's everywhere you go for the...
Yeah.
$1 million for a week, yes. That'd be easy.
$1 million for a year, I'm out. A week?
Man.
I still wouldn't want...
What a beating.
A week is yes, but it's not for $1 million. It's just the bet payoff.
Right.
That would be horrible.
And everywhere you go.
That would be just the worst time.
Oh, we don't have any...
For no money?
Okay.
I'll be right back.
You got to let me know like 2 hours in advance. Like, it's not a thing where...
Plus, if you get a broken spoke, do you even know how to change that? Or you just sit out there waiting for somebody to
call AAA? Yeah. Okay, they come over.
Does the stagecoach have the fifth wheel on the back in case you have some sort of problem?
A spare wheel.
It's a smaller
wheel.
Well,
I hope they do.
It's a smaller wheel. But you can't go fast on it.
You have to go like 5 miles an hour.
And then you hit the discount tire. Do you have these in stock?
We are
out of wooden wheels.
You know what? They have it in Arlington. They don't have it. We don't have it here.
Take you down to Discount Stagecoach. I think they have something there for you.
And they always get robbed. You go through a bad part of the wilderness.
Yeah. I got to drive in the middle of the night.
Yeah, they'd get you.
I'm going to get
the other guys on horses would come after you.
Yeah, no doubt.
Get him. There he is. You pulled over. License and registration, please. Mm-hmm.
I need a license for this.
No. It'd be straight out of Planes and Trains. You get pulled over and the cop would come up alongside and say, "What the hell are you driving?"
No, it's not much to look at, but
The more you think about this, plus you have to feed the horses. You have to water them.
Yes.
You have to have the little thing that catches their poo.
You have to do all the maintenance.
I'm not worried about the poo.
I'm not either. And then
you can just pile over your yard.
You could have a side gig downtown, you know, driving people around. It's
at Christmas time.
Romantic and stuff. Yeah.
Want to go through Highland Park on my stagecoach?
Yeah.
To see the lights? You figure out, you got like portable chargers in there and water bottles for people.
All right. We are making this happen.
Want to control the music?
In 2024 is driving a stagecoach. I don't know where it's happening, but it's going to happen.
Do they even exist anymore?
Yes, yeah, we found them online, found a place that makes them.
South Dakota, they're all about it.
You can get a custom stagecoach.
Oh, you can get the whatever emblem, like your face on the side.
Sure.
Now, we think you ought to lease your stagecoach. I wouldn't buy one. I would just go with no down payment and have low monthly payments on it.
More and more people are leasing stagecoaches these days.
Do you need to rotate and align the tires on the stagecoach every so often to make sure everything's running smoothly?
Yeah, you got
to
get them aligned.
Okay,
sure.
Yeah, rotate.
I mean, is it still like wooden wheels? What is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Same technology. That hasn't changed in 150 years.
Technology and stuff.
Yeah, technology and stuff.
All right, we got to get out of your way. I know you got two game fives to talk about.
Oh, you're about to go home? Yeah! Yeah!
All right, Donnie and Matt are next, talking Stars and Mavericks. We're back tomorrow morning, 5:30 on the ticket, maybe.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Park, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. KTCK AM, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM, Flower Mound. A Cumulus Media Station.